Are young black artists the most likely of all ethnic groups to lose out on funding for arts projects? They say yes, and research by the Arts Council backs them up. A report by the Council last month found that a majority of black artists were deemed ineligible for funding because of missing information. Black men were the least successful applicants. A discussion on this will take place later today in Dublin, and taking part will be our next guest, Dafe Orugbo, who's a musician and multidisciplinary artist from Dublin. Dafe, you're very welcome to Morning Ireland. Thanks for being with us. Would you tell us what your experience has been of trying to get funding?
I think overall my experience has been a mixed bag. Some positives, I've been successful in some cases, and then obviously a lot of rejection as well, which is the nature of what it is to be an artist at times. But I think the research was definitely quite enlightening, I feel.
Why, for so many, though, black artists, black men in particular, is it so difficult to get through that application process?
I mean, I guess my experience, like Arts Council application is pretty hefty and at times complicated document. And you benefit from having people in your circle who've done it before, who can kind of give you guidance, tips, help you put the thing together. So it might be a kind of, you know, which came of the chicken or the egg. A lot of black artists don't have the same kind of mentors, the same access to help and support in kind of putting the application together. They're not going to be successful. And then you have less successful black artists of other black artists apply.
Is language a barrier?
I would definitely say yes. Like me personally, I have the English language, but more so it can be a quite academic application. Like I have an English degree, and even at times doing it, I'm like, it gets a bit wordy, it gets a little bit complicated. And look, I'm not necessarily saying that it should be something that needs to be dumbed down or simplified or anything of that nature, but it definitely is like quite a hefty document to write, and maybe having better supports will kind of balance the playing field.
Yeah, but support sounds like it could be key in this, but what will you be saying at this meeting today?
Well, I think what I'll be saying is, like, I don't want any kind of help. I don't want a unfair advantage against anyone. I just think I would just like for the playing field to be a little bit more fair. And now, mind you, I will say that I think as it goes, arts funding in this country is really good, better than a lot of European countries. And to my understanding, they have a pretty good approach to it. I think this is just an opportunity to tighten up the ship a little bit, make it a little bit better. I don't think we're in a dire situation by any means.
And would you explain the consequences, Dafe, of missing out on this funding for young black artists? Presumably, for whatever art you're involved in, if you don't get the funding to do what you want to do, you can't be seen, you can't be heard, your work can't be seen or heard. You're almost invisible.
Not only that, but what makes it so much trickier as well is that funding takes so long to kind of hear the word back. So not only does it mean like you're doing less art and you're doing less performances, but you might have to say no to things with the understanding that like I, you know, agree to work on a script in 3 months, if I might be doing a play when I get my funding during that period of time. So you kind of have to put a lot of pauses on projects or reject other stuff in the hopes of getting to work on the bigger thing. And then if you don't get the funding, you've sunk months of time and effort into the idea that you can't even reapply for with the Arts Council.
Well, look, hopefully things might start to change as a result of this meeting today. The Arts Council say they are committed to providing that support and help that you need. So thank you very much for joining us on Morning Ireland. Dafe Orugbo, musician and multidisciplinary artist. Apologies for the difficulty in some places on that telephone line. It's 10 to 9.